When the COVID vaccines were first being distributed to the public, the vaccine inserts were intentionally left blank because they were never safe and effective. And for those who did their own research, they were discovered to be deadly. The Moderna patent for this mRNA technology stated that they contain self-assembling lipid nanoparticle technology. And now that an estimated 600 million doses have been administered to the U.S. public, Bill Gates admits this.
Making the mRNA is really easy and really cheap, and that's the magic of this thing. But there's no doubt in the next 5 years, we can, you know, we just need to mess around. There's a lot of lipid nanoparticles, and some are very self-assembling. There's no inherent reason it's not thermal stable, it's not cheap, and it's not scalable. And so, as over the 5 years, we fix that part of it, mature it, which is very typical, we'll be able to build factories worldwide that can make $2 vaccines with even less lead time than we've had to have here during this pandemic.
Bill says these mRNA shots can easily be programmed to administer any type of spike protein pathogen, and the Moderna patent lists several, over 100 pathogens that can be control-released over time so that deaths will appear to be random and mysterious. Those injected are understandably having a hard time accepting this reality. And while they are busy trying to figure out where all the heart attacks, turbo cancer, and neurological disease is coming from, they are being told that it's due to climate change and that regular pandemics are to now be expected. During the rollout of the experimental shots, mainstream media pundit Chris Cuomo pushed for vaccine passports and attacked vaccine hesitancy.
How are they going to know who's vaccinated? You just said they showed the card. That's not the answer. The answer is a vaccine passport. Part of the reason that you're seeing what you're seeing in Florida is because of vaccine hesitancy.
Cuomo is now claiming to be injured from the vaccines.
So today, the New York Times released an article that's getting a lot of play that says that there are thousands of people who say they're still suffering side effects they believe from the vaccine. We know that vaccines can have unintended consequences, aka side effects, but nobody's really talking about it because they're too afraid of blame and they just want it to go away. But the problem is people like Sean and me and millions of others who still have weird stuff with their blood work and their lives and their feelings, you know, physically, are not going away.
And he is saying we need a 9/11 style commission to figure it all out.
You need to have a 9/11 style commission to figure out what worked and what didn't and what questions need to be answered, because it's not over. So not only are we not set up for the next pandemic, and there will be one, but we're not treating people, millions of people, who still have problems from the last one.
Cuomo assures us that there will be another pandemic, and this does seem to be the one sure thing in today's uncertain times. The released notes on the current discussions of the WHO pandemic treaty are all about profit margins. Disease X is coming. The US dollar is beyond saving, but while it still has a heartbeat, there are billions to be made by another fake pandemic. And the CEO of BlackRock, Larry Fink, is saying that because of artificial intelligence, continuing the depopulation agenda is a good thing.
I could argue in the developed countries, the big winners are countries that have shrinking populations. The social problems that one will have in substituting humans for machines is going to be far easier in those countries that have declining populations.
So long as we the people do nothing, the outcome is predictable. We will be slaves to a bureaucratic, non-human system run by machines. And if we want to remain human and save our souls, then we had better stop being complacent audience members and start getting involved. Pfizer whistleblower Dr. Michael Yeadon recently said the obvious: without an insurrection, we can expect a new event that will trigger a digital ID connected to a digital currency and a wave of fake pandemics with mandated shots until the population reaches their desired levels. And as long as we remain stubbornly divided, we don't stand a chance. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.